Thank you. I will continue on the topic of violence against women. The action plan for combating violence against women for 2020-2023 was prepared in cross-administrative working group under the Ministry of Justice. And the cross-cutting theme of the action plan is the prevention of violence and of specific forms of violence. The action plan covers honor-related violence and digital violence. And the implementation of the action plan is proceeding as planned, and of 32 measures, 10 are fully implemented and the rest are being implemented. And an annual appropriation of €400,000 has been allocated for the implementation of the action plan. Then on the reform of the provisions on sexual offences in the criminal code, the reformed provisions will enter into force in January 2023. And the definition of rape will be explicitly based on consent, and rape is defined as sexual intercourse with a person who does not participate in it voluntarily. And the reform will also strengthen the various provisions for sexual offences, including sexual harassment, online sexual offences, and offences against children. And €1.9 million have been reserved in the budget for next year for the implementation of the reform. Then on forced marriages, the government has introduced to the parliament a bill on the annulment of forced marriages, and the aim is to enable the dissolution of a marriage that has been concluded by coercion, also in a manner other than divorce proceedings. And the aim is to combat forced marriages and to improve the status of vulnerable persons who have concluded such marriages, and the bill is under consideration in the parliament. And in addition, concerning the criminalisation of forced marriages, a memorandum on the punishability of forcing a person to enter into a marriage was published and sent out for public consultations in November 2021. And the statements received and the need for possible changes to the legislation have been evaluated this year, and we are currently preparing the setting up of a working group that will consider the possible changes to legislation. Then to add on hate crimes, in September, the Ministry of Justice published a memorandum which suggests that there are grounds to make so-called targeting, meaning a systematic harassment of a person because of his or her work duties, a separate offence, and next steps will be assessed based on stakeholder consultations. Then there was a question on human rights impact assessments, and currently the government is developing human rights impact assessments in legislative drafting by developing guidance, training and cooperation relating to human rights impact assessments. New guidelines for impact assessments have been published. They include guidance on themes such as human rights, gender, non-discrimination, rights of the child, the Sami and persons with disabilities, and also a more in-depth guide on human rights impact assessments in the law drafting process will be published. Then concerning terrorist offences, especially based on international obligations, the provisions of the Criminal Code on terrorist offences have been supplemented in recent years, and this has been done in accordance with the principle of legality in criminal law, which requires that the provisions are formulated in a precise manner. And this has led to more provisions and more detailed provisions in Finland than in countries having legal systems close to us. The latest legislative changes concern, among other things, participating in the activities of a terrorist group. For a number of reasons, it was decided that belonging to a terrorist group or membership of a terrorist group would not be criminalized. For example, taking into account the principle of legality, it is unclear what is meant by belonging and membership and how it would manifest in itself. Then concerning provisions on sanctity of religion in the Criminal Code, the provisions of the Criminal Code on breaching sanctity of religion is considered to protect the religious convictions and feelings of persons and the sanctity of religion in society at large. Sanctity of religion and the right to practice religion are considered components of social peace, which in turn forms part of public order. And the provision which is applied very seldom must be interpreted so that it is in line with fundamental and human rights, such as freedom of speech. And then just to add on legal protection of asylum seekers. The legal protection of asylum seekers was strengthened by legislative amendments that entered into force in August 2021, and public funded legal aid is available to asylum seekers throughout the process. Thank you.